What it is, what it ain't, what it's gonna be. What's going on, good people? This is Levi Bertie with another episode of the Old Nigga Section. My first episode of 2021. And why is that? Shit, it ain't no reason. Nigga just got discouraged. Like, completely discouraged. Had completely lost motivation for just a multitude of things. And I don't know. This has really been a really weird time for me personally. Like, but everything else around me is great. You know what I'm saying? Son, he graduated early. We have actually have the graduation in a few weeks. So that was good. He got a job. That's good. You know, he got a car, but the motor went out. At least he tried. So I'm fucking with that. He actually got accepted to college too as well. But I don't think this rascal wants to go. I don't think he's motivated at all to go to school. I think his only focus is how can I make money and how can I make money now. And I can't get mad at it because at least he's kind of clear on what he wants to do. Like for me, I was going to college because I was, you know, told that this was the way to go. You know, you have to do this. And so I was just like, all right, it was either college or the army. And college seemed a lot more fun, which it actually was. I'm sure the army would have had me more disciplined, but nah, college was fucking awesome. So for me, the experience was different. And I've tried to talk to him. My wife has tried to talk to him. His mom has tried to talk to him about just going to college, preparing yourself for the future, and being more than what you are now. And I'm not sure if it's just the generation or it's just, it might just be my son. I don't think he really gives a fuck. Like, I don't think he sees, like, no goodness in it. I don't think he knows is what? I'm going to be this far away from my girlfriend? No, I don't want to be that far. That's really all he sees. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, so I got to stay there? I was like, yeah. Like, he just don't even sound motivated at all. So I guess on one of my next off days or one of both our off days, then I guess we'll travel up to the school and see what we can see in regards to the school and see if we can get them kind of pumped up or even wanting to try it out. Because I told him, I said, yo, just give it a year. If you just put, you know, just put a year into it and see how it is from there. You know, you might like it, you might not. You might be homesick, you might, you know what I'm saying? You might get out there and love it. You might be able to grow and be more than what you are now. Because as of right now, I'm telling them, like, yo, you're in the workforce. So now you are a worker. You're trying so hard to be an adult. You want bills. And it's like, this is not the time to really get that. You can if you want to. Like, you and your little old lady, y'all get a house and y'all just start a life now. Hey, man, 15 years, y'all will have something. Y'all may have a property that you own and, you know, things of that nature, which is something to think about. And you may not have debt from college, which is another thing. But you won't be able to exercise all your options and be all that you can be. That's just the reality of it. Like, as a 40-year-old with a regular, you know, not to say regular job, but yeah, no, it's a regular job. You know what I'm saying? And asking myself, like, fuck, I don't want my child to be in this shit. And it's like, he's right there in it. It's right there. And it's like, how in the fuck can I change his mind? And then I go straight to myself. I go straight to the mirror. And I got to take accountability for it. Because if I had displayed more awesomeness, then maybe, you know, things wouldn't be the way that they are. You know, like, I mean, I've said on the show multiple times, when he was about to be born, my life had changed. I stopped going to school. I focused to make sure his mom could graduate, and I never turned around and focused on myself. So now he's out the house, and I'm asking myself, maybe this is the time to just turn things around and completely focus. Not to say completely focus on me. I mean, I got a wife and stuff like that, and you know, still got to be a dad to him. But when I say that, I mean invest in myself. I was gonna try the little Aggies at the goal line thing. If you're in North Carolina, or if you went to A&T before, they have Aggies at the goal line program. With this program, it's for people who were close to finishing but never finished their bachelor's degree. I mean, seems pretty dope. I'm sure it's a lot of people who have great success stories from it. Me, myself, the lady told me I didn't qualify. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was my hours or GPA. I don't know. Probably my hours, I'm guessing. That's the only thing I could think of. Maybe it was the hours, but I got to figure this shit out. Because I'm thinking that maybe if I be more of who I should be, then maybe that will rub off on him and he will do it. Because right now he's just a... just do shit that I do. That shit is not good. Oh man, I expose too much shit on this platform. I think that's part of the reason why I stopped, because I don't know how to just sugarcoat what real life is. You know, at least real life for me, like I'm a regular nigga. I have a good time. It's not like I'm not like a bad dresser or anything like that, or look poor. You know, we have a nice house and everything like that. But I just feel like I could be doing so much more. I know I should be doing so much more. I know it. But I'm unable to do that because I have a regular fucking job. Yes, I even feel ashamed even talking about shit like this. Maybe just wanted to stop recording the whole fucking episode, even though I haven't recorded all fucking year. Because I just couldn't. Sometimes it's hard to look myself in the mirror. I'll sit around the house and just, you know, play the game and just be quiet. Wife be like, "Oh, you want to watch TV?" And I'm like, "Nah, I just don't even watch. I don't even watch TV or be down there with her, because it's like I'm ashamed of something." Let's talk about it. I've been completely ashamed because I've asked myself, how can you do more? What can you do to do more? And then I'll try some shit or try to think about some shit that I could possibly do. And then as soon as I do the shit go left. Like go completely left or something, or the shit will be fucked up and I'll be like, damn. Or the situation that I be trying to do is like, nah, that ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work with, you know, you having to work and shit like that. And it's like, man, this is just, it's not cool. I mean, it's really not cool at all. And it's, you ask yourself every day, what in the fuck can I do to bounce back? What in the fuck can I do to get out of the hole? And it's like, you know, when I do it and it don't work, and then I get discouraged again, and it's like, Levi, you too old to keep getting discouraged. You have to keep fighting. You have to keep fighting. It's just a constant mental battle. And so, like, it's part of the reason I don't hang out with my friends as much as I want to, because it's like, I feel like I should be doing more. I feel like I should be doing more for the community. For black people as a whole, you know what I'm saying? Like, just doing more, like being more of a man. you know, King was out of here at 30 something. Man, he accomplished so much at that time period. Shit, Malcolm X, he wasn't that old. You know what I'm saying? They accomplished so much at a young time. Fred Hampton, I think, yeah, from Black Panther. I mean, from the Black Panther Party. They accomplished so much at a young age. And me at 40, I'm like, fuck. What the fuck can you do? You had a good time. Now, don't get me wrong. You had a fucking blast, nigga. I have stories for days about a lot of situations. And I'm sure if I hadn't made decisions that I made, I may not have had some of these stories. So I look at that kind of as a plus. But what do I do now? Because I want another child. I wanted a baby. Shit, half the reason I got married, because she said, if I ain't having no baby, if you ain't married. And so I'm like, oh, okay, I want my baby. That's it. Okay. So I know that if I do have a child, financially, I have to really step my fucking game up, like, completely. So it's like, what do I do now? Do I go back to school? Do I try to be a truck driver? Because, you know, it ain't like I could get lucky and some magical shit happens, which would be awesome. I would completely accept it, but I can't live my life waiting for that magical moment. If it happens, it happens. But if it doesn't, I need to put myself in a better position. You know, like, I tried to move up at my job. I tried for a supervisor position. It was me and another guy who were the finalists for the position. Two black dudes, me and this other black guy. But then all of a sudden, that white guy who works with me, he ends up getting the job, but he wasn't a finalist for the position. So how in the fuck did he get the job? And that shit kind of discouraged me as well as for me just trying to move up in my job. Because, like, my friends, they started the job, moved up, and the niggas is, you know, on top. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, well, maybe I can do that shit. I can just work where I'm at, work my way up, and bam. But it's like, Levi, you're 40. Do you have the time for it? Does the company even look at a 40-year-old as someone who they would want to grow with? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's why I'm asking myself, like, I need a job that's going to respect my age, is going to give me the money so that by the time I'm 67 to 80, I can chill and actually relax. But in the meantime, I do want to be able to enjoy life and do shit. So what in the fuck to do? I'm telling you, man, this life shit don't have no fucking, there ain't no fucking rules to this shit. Like, it ain't no, I mean, shit, what, you know, you just playing shit by ear, and you just trying shit. And you can't really tell people your dreams and stuff like that, because niggas will shoot your shit down. You can tell a motherfucker, you have a, hey, man, I think this is a great idea. And a motherfucker shoot that shit down with the fucking quickness. And then I have to go back to that Jay-Z interview he talked about, you know, don't put your limit, we was talking about, don't put your limitations all on somebody else. Like, don't, you know, just because you don't think you can do it, don't think that I can't do it. And that's how I try to live. So I really, really hope that I can really, like, today is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. I don't know if I said that already. Today is May the 9th, 2021. Now, I wonder if I do another episode on May 9th, 2021, can I completely change everything about myself and my life for the positive? That's the task. That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm saying to myself now. Can I truly, truly make a change? Like, really go all out to be spectacular, to do every, you know what I'm saying, to get, do, and be everything that I want to be. Can it happen? Like, what kind of success story would that be? Like, could you imagine? Like, if I, like, right now, I'm fat, I'm like two, like, shit, not even talking about, I ain't talking about weight, but I'm a big motherfucker. I'm not really a big motherfucker, but yeah. Yeah. I'm just asking, I got some chubby areas. And so, can I change my body? Can I change my outlook? Can I change my finances? Can I add on to the back of the house like I want to do? Like, I had dreams and shit that I want to do and stuff that I want to, like, but it's all about money. And how in the fuck do you get there? You know, I play a lot of Kevin Samuels stuff. And Kevin Samuels, he talks about just raising your value as a man, building yourself up and being the best version of yourself so that you can get the best out of life. To put myself in that 1% section. Because I understand it's not for everybody. Everybody's not going to make that extravagant type of money. Everyone isn't going to be an extraordinary nigga. I want to be an extraordinary nigga. Now, how the fuck do I get there? Who in the fuck knows? But I got a year. I got a year to get this shit going. So we gonna see how this shit goes. And if you get an opportunity, I want to at least see this. Check out that fucking Dr. Umar interview on The Breakfast Club. That nigga really be kicking some shit. I know the interracial marriage stuff got under people's skin and kind of pissed people off. But if you really think about it, it's really how other... Let's put it like this. Dr. Umar says black men should not date outside of their race. What do you think Jewish communities are saying? What do you think Asian communities are saying? A lot of these communities are really like Latin communities. I know some Latin motherfuckers, Latin women who all say like, yo, I can't marry a black man. That's going to be frowned upon. And I'm looking at like, we black men are the shit. We should be high on the charts. But people will look at their situation with a black man and say, nah. That could never work. So if we started putting those type of standards, like if or when I have a little girl or boy, I mean, you know, whatever child I have, if they marry, I'm gonna probably promote it. I'm gonna probably promote like, hey man. I mean, of course, you know, like damn, that should bother me if my son came home with a little snow bunny, but what the fuck is that out there? But the thing is, if they're in love, then that's all I can ask. You know, I want anyone around me to be happy. So if my child is with somebody who makes them happy, that's all I can ask for. But yeah, I would definitely promote them being with someone black, just because we need to build the black community back up. And it starts with the men. It's all our fault. The women have just stepped their game up because we let ourselves down. We let ourselves go. We got tricked off the streets. We got tricked out of the homes. We didn't stand firm with our women through the years, and because of that, you see the impact. You see exactly why some women don't really fuck with us like that. Because we fucked it up. But if we get it back together, we build ourselves back up, we can be the men that the women want us to be. We can be the men that we want to be for ourselves first. Let's change. Let me stop that. We can be the men that we should be for ourselves, and then we can help the community and the women within our community. And keep this shit together, because that's what everybody else is doing. Everybody else is building up their own communities and building up their families and stuff like that. We need to have that stuff as high value as well. We have to start valuing these things. And we have to start valuing them now, because what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, there has to be something. Like, what I want to do is buy like a law dictionary and start going through our rights and just putting it out on social media. Like, hey, yo, check this law out right here. If you do this is what's going to happen. But if you do this, it will not happen, so that people can be safe and people can move throughout this country sharp. So when a cop stop you, like, hey, you can talk to them in a way that they have to understand, like, oh, no, this guy knows what the fuck he's talking about. Oh, this guy knows the law. Oh, I can't do that type of shit with him. That's the only way we're going to outsmart these motherfuckers, yo. We have to build ourselves up, educate ourselves, and that, because other than that, just ain't going to happen whatsoever. And my neighbors, I'm in the garage, and my neighbors feel like I can hear every fucking thing that's being said outside right now. And it's like, it's 11:10. Why the fuck is all these people out here talking? Who the fuck knows? But let's see, what else did I want to talk about? Khaled album is trash. Nah, it ain't trash. It's just I'm so tired of these fucking flipping samples shit. Like, stop. Not to say flipping samples, but you flipping the same songs. Like, that was just like, come on, man. You know you ain't supposed to touch that beat, and you didn't do it no justice. So I don't really like that shit at all. This shit has been all over the fucking place, but I told myself I was gonna record some shit, and this is what the fuck it is. So you just look at it. It's 21 minutes of me just straight talking nonstop. Who the fuck can do that? Nigga, that's like Colin Cowherd or Ryan Russillo. Them like sports broadcasters. Niggas who be doing this shit by themselves, but they got somebody to throw this shit to. I ain't throwing this shit nowhere but me. It's me, Golf Club, Tiger Woods. Me and the ball, bitch. But happy Mother's Day to all the ladies. To all the dudes, hey, man, whatever it takes, man. Look in the mirror, try to raise your value. I got a year to try to raise my value. I got a year. Hold on. No. You know what? I'm not about to end this show. I'm gonna take a step back. And I'm going to talk about some shit. I'm really telling myself. No, you know what, Levi, don't even talk about it. Just remind me to talk about, if you do listen to this shit, remind me to talk about Houston and my trip to Houston. And voila, I will have plenty of time to talk about it. I could just stop what I'm doing and just talk about it now, but I just when you go out of town with a purpose and really stick to your purpose. I went to Houston and I did not stick to my purpose. I didn't do shit that I said I was going to do. Not shit that I said I was going to do for that day. I mean, for any of the days I was there. And I come back home full of fucking regret. Why I didn't do this and why I didn't do that. Why I didn't do this. Why I didn't do that. Because I need another trip. That's like Vegas. I need another redo immediately. Because it's just, you. I ain't going nowhere without niggas' wives no more. That's it. That's what I'm going to say. And I'll talk about, I'll give you a full breakdown of just being 40 and then being with young niggas who having a great fucking time. It's just a different ball game from where I am in life. But I'll talk about that on another episode. I'm getting the fuck out of here because I need to wash my car and all that bullshit. And I really need to travel 3.5 hours to see my mama. But if I travel down there, she about to go to work. So it's like, ain't no need to drive down there. So I'm in the garage. But yeah. Have a good one. Sorry, I didn't even mean to burp like that. Ain't nobody listen to this shit.